You know, I think we dug ourselves a hole early, and you can't do that in this league. Teams are too good. I thought we fought back in the end, but much too little too late. And we can't do what we did, especially in the first quarter, and expect to win too many football games in this league.
JJ, you got 3 more in the second half to make a lot of adjustments, but early on, Jamal Charles
flat with
the
Right, yeah, they had some success with that early. Obviously, we came in at halftime and tried to make some adjustments, and we came out and played better in the second half, but we need to do a better job early in the game, making sure that, especially in situations where we get put in a short field or something like that, it's our job to stand up and make a play, and we didn't do that today.
What adjustments did you
have to make? I mean, I can't really go into too much detail about our halftime adjustments and the things we do on the field. But I thought we did a better job in the second half.
Was the intensity overall not there for the first quarter?
No, I don't think it's an intensity issue. I think our guys came out ready to play. We just didn't execute very well. I mean, we just didn't. I have to watch the tape to see exactly what happened, but I mean, we just let them complete too many balls, and I mean, they had the long one to Kelsey early on, and there's just some things that we can't do.
It didn't hurt you, obviously, not playing the preseason such a
loss. Right. No, I think, like you said, I don't think not playing in the preseason affected me a whole lot. I think that I can always find ways to help the team more, and so whatever I need to do, I'll watch the film, figure it out, and see what I can do to help us win. Yeah, you know, I think he did a good job on that one third and one play. That was a big play. In the huddle, we talked about it before the play, kind of alerting to the situation we were in, and I think he did a great job of taking the information and using it on the play, and then that's a big third down stop that he got. So I think you're going to see him more and more. I know he wants to continue to get more and more reps, so I'm sure that as the season progresses, he'll do that, especially if he continues to go out there and earn it. I mean, I think that, you know, I can't speak exactly to the play because I don't know exactly which one it is. But, I mean, I think some of the time in a situation like that, you also have to know, I mean, you don't know the guy's assignment. So you don't know if maybe that was his job. So I don't know. I can't speak to it. But I'm sure if there was something wrong, I'm sure somebody talked to him and got it fixed. Yeah, I don't know if the double teams or triple teams are going to stop anytime soon, but it's always nice to have him in there, guy with experience. You know, when he comes off to the sideline, he can tell you exactly what he saw, exactly what he sees, so it's always nice to have that out there. Once I watch the film tomorrow, I'll really know a lot more.
JJ, what can you do for a start like this, say during the
You know, we need to come out and play better. I mean, obviously, you don't want to turn the ball over like we did early on in the game, but as a defense, we need to go out there and we need to step it up and at least hold them to a field goal in a situation like that, and we didn't do that. So, you know, we just need to go out there, have a good week of practice, learn from the tape, go out there and have a great week of practice, and then go on the road and get on to Carolina.
You had 5 or 6 tackles for losses. Was that even people are anticipating what they were doing?
I'd say it's a combination of both. It's also teammates doing a great job. You know, it's never a one-man show. You got guys setting the edge on the other side to pull a guy up so I can come in from the backside, or so many different aspects to a game. Great calls by Rack and the D coordinator. And then it's just playing football and playing hard and trying to go out there and make a play and do whatever you can to help your team win.
Did you move around?
I did a little bit. Not a ton today, but every game's different. I'm sure you'll see different things throughout the year.
Is there anything differently y'all could do on the defensive line?
I'll have to watch the film. You know, we try and rush the passer as much as we can to get pressure on them. They're getting the ball out fairly quickly today, so try and get our hands up and knock the balls down. But, you know, as a D lineman, you try and get pressure as much as possible to help your secondary out.
Do you feel
comfortable playing the sack without a helmet?
Mm-hmm. I think I've had a tackle without a helmet, but I don't think I've ever had a sack without a helmet before. I mean, he got his hands up in my face and knocked my helmet off, and I mean, I'm not just going to stop playing. So turned out to be a sack, so I'll take it.
You guys constantly have bad field position. You had to play a lot better in the second half. Do you feel good?
Yeah, I think if you look at the second half and the way that we came out there and battled, I think there's signs of progress, but I mean, it's the National Football League. You know, we're looking to go out there and win football games, not just show signs of progress. So the second half, we did play much better. It does provide a better stepping stone for us moving forward. But at the end of the day, there's no moral victories in the NFL. I mean, we got to watch the Carolina film. We got to break down their offense, and we've already started a little bit in training camp. We need to just go out there and learn from the mistakes of yesterday, today, and figure out what went wrong today, what we can improve upon, what went well that we need to continue, and then just go out there and have a great week of practice. Thank you.